Chapter 2. Curiouser and curiouser, cried Alice. She grew taller. Her head hit the roof. She was 9 feet tall. She was too tall. She couldn't open the door. Alice started to cry again. She cried a lot. Her tears made a river in the corridor. Alice heard footsteps. She looked and saw the white rabbit. He had a fan and white gloves.
Oh, the Duchess! The Duchess! Oh, she will be so angry if I keep her waiting, said the rabbit.
Alice said in a timid voice,
If you please, sir.
The white rabbit was scared. He dropped the fan and the gloves. He ran away. Alice picked up the fan and the gloves. She was very hot. She used the fan to cool down. Alice thought,
It's very strange, but who am I?
Alice began to forget a lot of things. She tried to remember little phrases. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin! How neatly spread his claws and welcome little fishes in with gently smiling jaws! But it didn't sound right. Alice cried more. She started to shrink. She went to get the key, but Alice was smaller than before. She slipped and fell into salt water. She thought, This must be the sea. But it was her own tears. She swam for a long time. She spotted a mouse. It was swimming nearby.
Oh, mouse, Alice shouted. Do you know how to get out?
The mouse winked at Alice but didn't say anything.
He must be a French mouse, thought Alice.
Où est ma chatte? She asked.
The mouse jumped out of the water. He looked very scared.
Oh, I beg your pardon, cried Alice. I forgot mice don't like cats.
Our family always hated cats. Nasty, low, bad-mannered things. Don't let me hear that name again, said the mouse.
We won't talk about cats or dogs either if you don't like them, said Alice.
Let us get to the shore and I'll tell you my story. You'll understand why I hate cats and dogs, said the mouse. Many birds and animals fell into the pool. There were a duck and a dodo, a lory and an eaglet. Alice led the way and the whole party swam to the shore.